Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
This is where the DJ talks.
Here we go.
Anything.
Okay.
Can you hear that, Charge?
Yes.
Love it. Here we go, kids. Buckle up.
Oh, beauty, go. Okay.
All right, Charge joins us on a Wednesday. Charge, how are things in the Great White North? I'm in Arizona, where it is beautiful.
Of course it is beautiful. And, at, you know, here it's like 32 degrees and stuff's melting. So it's, you know, by our standards, it's pretty great. Now, did you and I get caught up in the Arizona? You know, they are daylight savings deniers, right?
Yes.
And so I think they're daylight savings deniers, and I think you and I got caught up in the, is it mountain time? Is it Pacific time? Are
right.
they daylight? Are they not?
Right.
I think you and I got caught up in that whole fiasco today.
I know. It's hilarious because I was having the hardest time figuring out when my show in Milwaukee would be once March 12th hits and the rest of the country leaps forward.
Right.
The rest of the country is on daylight savings time. And I was stuck, Charge. I was like, wait, so would my start time here in Arizona stay at 5 a.m., which it is now, or would it move back to 4 a.m.?
Right, right.
What would your answer be? Because right now it's a 1 hour difference, but in March it'll be a 2 hour.
Yeah, 2 hour difference. That's right. In March it'll be a 2 hour difference.
So yep. Are they keying off of my time, where my time stays the same and their time changes, or is it the other way around? I'll hang up and listen to your answer. I do have the answer. I finally figured it out.
You did figure it out. I would have guessed that your 6 a.m. start time there would be 4 a.m.
Yes.
Pacific.
He would turn to 4 a.m. to get the show on time, on air, in Milwaukee if I was here in Arizona after March 12th because everyone else leaps forward on March 12th. So therefore, the 6 o'clock mark in Milwaukee becomes a fakey 7 o'clock by an arbitrary move of the head of the clocks forward. So for me to catch up, I've got to go backwards to 4 a.m., which sounds convoluted, but it actually makes sense to me.
Suddenly, this has turned into the end of the movie Interstellar, where I've got to try to figure out, like, time coming to a stop as you approach a black hole and go backwards, and I don't know.
Oh, yeah, time travel and the fact that gravity can change time is one of the many mind-blowing things about, space dynamics and metaphysics and whatever they call that field of study.
Even our piddling astronauts who, you know, all they do is go, you know, like orbiting around, you know, around the planet, right? You know, they don't go very far. They'll come back and they've gained on us a handful of seconds.
Sure.
And the first time that I remember this whole concept coming to light, do you remember the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Of course.
When they're up on Devil's Tower at the end of the movie and the alien ship comes down and the aliens don't come off first. It's the humans who have come out who have been abducted from like the 40s and 50s, but they haven't aged because they've been moving at the speed of light all this time. And they have not aged a bit and they come out looking just like the way they were.
Yeah, that's a good one. Here it is. Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity. Oh, I've heard of that guy and this thing.
But can you explain it?
It's where gravity is stronger, time passes more slowly. It's called time dilation. Gravity is stronger closer to the center of the Earth. So according to Einstein, time should pass more slowly closer to the ground. The fact that one man came up with this and it was proven to be correct years and years and years ago is mind-boggling, right?
It is. And it was all theoretical, right? There's no way to measure any of this stuff. This is like 1910, right? Isn't that Einsteinish?
Right.
1920s?
Yeah, black and white photos. The earliest black and white photos, sure.
Yeah. I think he was 20s and 30s. Or it's even 40s because he got forced out by the Nazis. I think he fled Nazi Germany in the 30s.
Albert Einstein,
going 1930s.
He was born in 1879 in Ulm, Germany, and died in 1955.
Wow. Okay. He
lived to 76.
He's doing his key work in the 20s, 30s, 40s, probably.
Right.
And it was all theoretical to him because they didn't have the way to measure most of this stuff. They were doing it on paper, and he was right about like everything.
Now I'm not a daylight savings time truther or jihadist.
I am.
You are okay. So you want one standard time, and you want to stick with it. No moving of clocks.
Correct. Okay. Correct. In fact, I hate what they do right now because they are depriving us of evening sun. When I don't need morning sun because all I'm doing is getting ready to go to work, right?
Okay.
I want the evening sun when I'm barbecuing and I'm outside with my family and I'm having beers with my neighbors. That's what I want.
What you want is you want to turn the clocks to daylight savings time and then rip the knob off so it can't be set back. So you want a permanent spring forward because nobody wants to cheat ourselves out of extra daylight in the wonderful summertime evenings. That's
right.
One of life's great delights and joys. So we don't want to get rid of that. But you do know that in some places, and you're pretty far north, so it would be pretty extreme. In the dead of winter at the winter solstice, the sun ain't coming up till like 8 a.m.,
I know, but right now the sun's... But Dave, at times, the sun's going down here at like 4:30.
I know.
You know, it's a bad deal.
The reasoning was when people are up and about, school kids as well, it being pitch black at 8:30 is a bad thing. They said that they had studies that showed there was more car accidents when it was dark and that there was more danger. So that's why they said we should, you know, fiddle with the clocks once, well, twice a year, move it up, move it back, so you wouldn't be in the pitch black when every kid is going to the bus stop and people are going to work. That's the theory, at least.
Yeah, I think that is, that was the theory. And you know what? I deny that. And I just say that, who cares on my commute into work? Who cares on that bus ride into school? It doesn't matter. You're not fundamentally outside anyway.
All right. How about this, though? Imagine the current job you hate, people out there listening. If you're in a job you hate, I'm sorry. But imagine the job you hate, the boss who's an asshole, and the company that is completely fucked up, and the salary that is unbefitting of your time and energy. Think of all that. Now, think about preparing to go there in the pitch black. In the dead of winter. You gonna be happy then? It's gonna make it even worse.
Here's the great thing. I'm gonna come home from that awful, shitty existence. I'm gonna come home to my loving family, my dog, my 1.5 dogs, and I'm gonna go into my backyard. It's gonna be sunny and warm and beautiful.
No, it's winter. That's the point, though. See the
fine.
Okay. See the extra. Those of you that want that extra hour of light in the afternoon. In the winter are kind of full of it because you're not doing anything outdoors, especially not in Minnesota, with your hour of extra light in the winter. So to me, it's like, okay, fine. I wasn't using that day of that hour of light anyway, not in the winter.
Yeah, I'd still rather, okay, you know, like right now I am basking in sunlight and warmth right now. And I'm looking out at a backyard that is covered in tracks, me playing with the dogs, throwing stuff around. I mean, it's not the same as summer, but you still do stuff. It's not like you never leave the igloo, you know, in the wintertime.
No, never leave the igloo, yes. All right, let's talk Brady in this so-called gap year before taking this job with Fox Sports, with Fox and their lead analyst role. Said he wants to really, you know, study and take some time. He said he needs to decompress. It's all bullshit because two things. One, there's no game for 7 months, right? It's February 7th. So he's got plenty of time to prepare. Secondly, you don't get good at anything unless you do it. I'm a firm believer in that. He's got to get in there and do the job. And the first year of him doing games is going to be the worst year of him doing games, assuming that he puts something into it. Now, it's funny, there was a Romo story that apparently CBS had a Romo intervention. Did you see that?
I did see that story that CBS denied, but that doesn't mean that it didn't happen.
I believe 1,000% it happened, that they knew that Romo was starting to mail it in and that his work was slipping and that they tried to pull him aside and go, look, you know, you need to do a little bit more preparation, had kind of an intervention for him. Now, will Brady put his full weight into being the best analyst he can be? Will he be any good? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. And the definition of good, Charge, varies greatly, doesn't it?
Well, and it's very subjective, right?
Yes.
You know, there are people who think Greg Olson has become the best color analyst and other people who think he doesn't
talks
even belong
too
on
much.
TV.
Right, exactly. Right, the delta between what people's opinions are about what they want in an analyst is really wide. For sure.
Very.
Yeah.
Now, you're making one key, potential mistake with this Brady gap year. I think you're making the assumption he's going to be partying for the next 18 months.
He doesn't party.
He
eats avocado ice cream and takes naked
ice
selfies
cream?
In underwear.
I think you mean sorbet. Ice cream's got milk fat. Hello.
Sorry, so I must be talking to somebody from a dairy state.
That's right. Yeah. I believe he's going to be practicing live calls in a very structured setting where, it's just him and people working with him all football season, so that he's actually going to have done lots of work on his craft during this coming next football season.
You really think that?
Yes, I do. I think perfectionist that he is, he's going to use the 2023 season as his preseason, and he's going to be working in real time with some, slappy play-by-play guy. He'll be doing the color, and they'll be doing practice reps all season, so he rolls into 2024, and it will not be his rookie campaign.
Wow. I think that would be incredible. I'm a little bit dubious. I was tipped off as to the, hey, dummy, Here's what's really happening. He's taken a gap year because he wants to be available to play for a team that is in desperate need of a quarterback. That makes 1,000,000,000% more sense. He wants to be Braun of the Blackwater. He wants to be a sellsword, George. Oh, you need a quarterback? I am available. Let's go.
Okay. Now, when would that happen?
Time up until the season and even during the season.
That's when it's more compelling. And by the way, yes, both of our theories could be true. My theory
both at the same time.
You're right. He could be doing these practice play-by-play stuff, waiting for a team. Let's just take the Eagles, right? You're the Eagles of this year, and this Jalen Hurts shoulder injury, let's say it would have been season-ending. He walks into the number one seed Eagles and in mid-December and then rides that into the playoffs. That's a possibility for him. And he could play that out and just say, I'm going to take a wait and see. I'm not going to hook my wagon to, insert team here, the Packers, whoever you want.
Sure.
And I'm not going to hook it in the summer. I'm going to wait and play the field through the season and see if there's a great team that suddenly needs a quarterback.
Yeah, and I would be excited for that. It would put a real jolt into an NFL season, right?
Brady coming back for that? Hell yeah. God, would it?
Right. If you want him to be good or if you want him to suck and get killed, either way, you got a compelling thing to look at.
For sure. Speaking of compelling things to look at, did you see Brady in his underwear?
I did. And, okay, he's obviously skinny. He's an athlete. He eats avocado.
He is skinny.
He eats avocado sorbet, not yes. ice cream. And that's fine and well. I couldn't get over the face, though.
It's changed so much.
Okay, but what kind of photoshopping was done on the face? What kind of filter?
Why do you think it's photoshopped?
Okay, but it looked like it was filtered. I had to do a double, triple check. I'm like, are you sure that's Brady? Like, what the hell? Maybe it was the lighting. Maybe it was the black and white. I don't know.
You don't think it's the obvious weight loss that he's gone through in the last season? I mean, he doesn't look like the same guy. Reportedly 15 pounds that he did not have to lose that came off him over the course of this tumultuous last 12 months.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm looking at it right now, and I swear to God, it looks like it's a computer-generated image. It looks like a video game image of Brady.
Maybe. Well, look at what artificial intelligence is doing with all these images now.
I know.
Right? You just have to type in into an AI art bot Tom Brady, and it just, Tom Brady on the moon or whatever you want, and it just generates it. So, yeah, these days are coming.
So
we are on the cusp, Zabe, of not being able to trust anything that we ever see as actually having happened.
It's a massive, scary problem. Real scary problem. We're already at the point in our civic life and certainly politics where no amount of first of all, the facts are no longer even agreed upon. There's
correct.
No agreed upon truth. We've diverted into tribalism where each tribe believes their own reality, whether it's true or not. And then
correct.
Now you're going to have the most compelling supporting evidence, which is visual evidence. If, they say that, people only believe what they see, you're going to have the ability to produce things that people see that'll make them believe whatever it is the people
that you want.
Making that
yes,
stuff
that's
want
right.
them. And that is scary. Hell, remember the start of the pandemic when China had actors stage falling to the ground on security camera? And because of the pandemic, to scare the shit out of people, you saw those videos, right?
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, those were bad actors who would have to brace their fall so as to not crack their skulls open. And you could kind of tell, okay, that's fake. The AI stuff, as you correctly note, you won't be able to tell it's fake.
Now, you and I are in the content generation business. And it is, these AI is coming for us. Now, if we were writers, it'd be even worse because the AI, the chat AI that's out there right now, it's good. I mean, and it will cull the internet and find in real time and using its AI algorithms, it finds and produces what seemingly very legitimate content. especially if you do not need to get hyper granular and hyper technical.
Right.
It's already good. And that's for writing. But then it's going to come to, you know, like still photos. That's happening now. But then it'll be video. And sooner or later, it'll be audio. It'll be bots that talk and sound better than us, have better voices than us, know more than we do, or more engaging than we are.
Sports radio will be run by basically AI-generated fake personalities. And for those that, and I would say this to people years ago, like, oh, someday a bot will do my job. And they'll be like, eh, you know, any bot, I'm sure, could come up with a good argument based on internet information as to why Dak Prescott is not good enough to take the Cowboys to the Super Bowl. And I said, sure, they could do that. People say, sure, they could do that, but they have no personality. That people listen to sports radio and their favorite talk show host because of their personality, their style, mm-hmm. their panache, if you will.
Yes.
And I said, well, the AI would learn its own personality, and it
That's
would
right.
develop its own style, and it would refine all of that as well as it goes along. Oh, come on. That's it. Okay. I'm like, it's coming. Thank God I don't have that many more years.
Years left.
That's having to do this. But it's 100% coming. And then when we meld that with the advancements in robotics, we will have an unlimited number of Stephen A. Smiths to walk the earth spewing nonsense sports-wise. And they won't have to have a health plan from ESPN.
Are we sure that Stephen A. Smith isn't already an AI bot?
I can't be certain.
It would explain a few things.
It would explain a few things. I'd like to be certain, but I can't for sure.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So, Brady, what was this post for? His Brady brand underwear?
Don't know. I'm sure it was for something, but I don't know what. It just scrolled by my Twitter timeline. I don't know what he was trying to accomplish with it. Maybe he's just trying to look hot. Maybe he's trolling for dates.
Well, I was going to say, when Brady ends up with another woman, how are we going to, you know, how will the public, what kind of girlfriend do they want Brady to have next? Do they want a celebrity?
Who's the they? Want
him to, just the public. Like, what do you think the public appetite is for Brady's next girlfriend? Because he was married to the girl from Ipanema, the supermodel that is Gisele Bündchen. And so now, you know, he used to be married to and had a kid with Bridget Moynihan, also lovely actress.
Right.
Who next? Who do they want next? You know, they're with Rogers. There's always a lot of people chirping in on his choices. From Olivia Munn to Danica Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
And then this Shailene Woodley thing was a complete farce, but whatever. That's over now, and he seemingly is just rolling single. But Brady's been married, so who does the public want him to have next?
It's a great question. Who would be the most compelling? What would sell the most? I don't know if magazines count anymore.
He's
right?
America's greatest quarterback. He holds a position in the athletic pop culture firmament that is extremely exalted. He's one of the brightest stars in the sky.
What about, is he America's most eligible bachelor right now?
1,000%, although he's got
right. Who?
Although he's got little kids who have to be cared for. I think there's some number of women who are like, ah, I don't want to jump in that hot mess. Because you know any girlfriend who then does stuff with the kids would have to hear from Giselle via snarky text messages of, you know, so-and-so doesn't take non-soy milk. Right? Don't you think that'd be the case?
Yeah, that's probably true.
That Giselle, the kid's mom, would be all up in the new girlfriend shit the first time she takes
now,
them on
are
a
we
date.
Just, but are we showing our age right now? Is there probably is a super hot, very well-known 23-year-old actor who we don't know because we're aging out of the demo that knows who all the super hot 20-something-year-old actors are?
When you say actor, you mean actress?
Well, actor. I'm talking about Brady. Is Brady the most eligible bachelor, or is there a 20-something who's a more eligible bachelor than Tom Brady?
Yes. No, there definitely are more eligible bachelors. We are aging ourselves out. We're just looking at him as a guy our age. So, yes.
Yes.
There are definitely more.
There probably are. So, maybe not the most eligible bachelor, but he can still have his choice, without a doubt.
LeBron is going to summit Mount Jabbar. And he is going to be the all-time leading scorer. Some have said there's not as much hype about this as there should be. I'm not sure why, if that's true, or if so, why. But here's the thing about LeBron I wanted to ask you. To me, Charge, LeBron is maybe the greatest athlete who never moved the needle with me one way or the other. I never had love. I never had hate. I always looked at him like, yeah, he's great at basketball. He was tabbed and ticketed to be great at basketball from a long time ago, and he lived up to it. Where's the interest? Where's the intrigue? Are you that way with LeBron? And if not LeBron, is there another great athlete that never moved the needle for you, plus or minus?
I think LeBron does have some really polarizing elements to him.
No question.
And that's, you know, I think he's tried mostly throughout his career to put himself in a position to not be disliked, but he's taken some gambles, right? Including some political stuff. And then, of course,
racial accusations that were very thin, if not outright fabrications, like the slur on his gate in L.A. That was never photographed, and the police never had any hard evidence of it. They never found anybody. Are you aware of that?
No, tell me about this.
He claims when he moved to L.A., when he signed with the Lakers, that somebody spray-painted a racial slur, hideous one, on his gate, front gate, but called police, and by the time the press got wind of it and they went there, it had been painted over, he said.
The police, okay, maybe.
There was no security camera footage at LeBron James's house in L.A., no security footage, and the police never found a suspect.
Wow.
Yeah, very suspect, and there's been other cases as well. But I don't take those two seriously, so that's why he never moved the needle for me.
I'm going to give you an athlete that is the undisputed best at his particular sport that almost nobody knows about and could just walk the streets of a major metropolitan city and nobody would know. Go. Roger Federer.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Roger Federer would get recognized AF right away, bro.
No way. He could walk the streets of Minneapolis and nobody would bat an eye at Roger Federer. You could put a tennis racket in his hand and nobody would piece it together.
I'm dubious of that. I think Federer is pretty well known.
You think so? Facially known? You think, you know, if he's an American, it would be different.
Okay. I was thinking a baseball player. How about Mike Trout?
Yeah.
Who would be more incognito in street clothes, Mike Trout or Roger Federer?
Federer for sure, I think. Here, for sure.
I don't think you could pick, I don't think you could pick Mike Trout. Out of a family,
out of
photo.
A lineup with Manute Bol and Muggsy Bogues, maybe.
Well, the joke is you couldn't pick him out of a photo of Duke Ellington's band. which would be a white guy in a black photo. And if it goes the other way, I say you couldn't pick him out if he was in a Osmond family photograph.
I like it.
But yeah, I think that's a tough one there. Football players, of course, it's very tough because they have helmets on. So only the most famous of players. And if you're not a quarterback, good luck to you, right?
Right, right. It's most, yeah, the helmet is definitely does change some things, and Federer's got that. I just think if you were to put a delta between how good somebody was at their sport and their overall recognition and star power and everything else, I think Federer would have the biggest delta.
Right. Did you watch any of the Grammys?
No, I stopped watching the Grammys, and I hate to go like old conservative man on
old
it,
man.
But
gotta, all right, go ahead, shake your fist.
It's
just, tell them
it,
to get
it
off
is.
Your
it's
lawn.
A shake my fist thing. You know, I do not need a bunch of musicians or actors or whatever to moralize from the podium. I'm very turned off by that.
Well, especially when they had a musical number that was truly satanic.
Yeah, in this case, it
literally,
was actually, yes, literally
satanic. You're like, don't lecture to me. But from a music standpoint, where are we at? Because musical tastes evolve and change and shift decade to decade, and some people swear that the '90s were a disorganized mess. That the 80s, as a decade musically, at least had some coherence and sensibility to it. The 70s, the same. But the 90s got way off track. Some would say the same thing about the 2000s. Where are we at in music? Because you're a music guy.
I am. Well, where we are now more than we've ever been is that you're talking about the tribalism we have of politics and other things. We have musical tribalism now because now you have a virtually unlimited amount of music in exactly the niche that you are most comfortable in exploring. You can say, I like these, you know, you can go to Spotify or whatever your platform of choice is and say, you know, start playing the handful of bands you like. And if they sound the same, Spotify is just going to feed you more of exactly what it knows you already like.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, you know, the same bands and the same style. And so I think we are in an era that we've never had before where you can listen to an almost unlimited amount of varying bands that all sound effectively the same, and you never have to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. You read a book about Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones.
It was his book, his own autobiography, Keith Richards. And there were a couple of fascinating things that came out of that, Zabe. The Stones were when they formed the band, and it was Keith Richards and Mick Jagger and some bit guys, and there were some early things where they moved some guys around, but they went from total unknown, where they weren't even really a functional band, to the Rolling Stones in 6 weeks.
Get out of here.
They hit it so perfectly. What happened, and I didn't know any of this. They're playing nothing but blues, and they're playing like Muddy Waters and all this stuff. And that's, you know, that's what him and Mick are playing. And that's what they were really into. And they start the band and they're just doing covers of blues classics. And then the UK, London, they're in London, and London is so ready for blues rock that they're all that there is. There's nobody else playing it in London, but because it's
really?
All American music. Nobody else is playing it.
Wow.
The one of the Beatles promotions guys gets fired from the Beatles, and he's all energized to do the next big thing and show that he can do another Beatles-like thing, and he stumbles on the Stones, and he goes and starts going to their live shows, and they're good, and he's like, I'm going to sign you to Decca, which is the, you know, the biggest label in the world at the time, and he did. And they, in 6 weeks, they had a number one single. They went from starting the band to number one single in 6 weeks. It was a meteoric rise. It was like nothing I even can comprehend. I had assumed that they had toiled for some number of years to get to stardom, but they had number one hits like right away. And they were never schlubs. They never had to like carry their own stuff. They, you know, it was such a great run for them that way, and to get started that fast, unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like the great Jason Aldean song "Crazy Town." I know you're not a country fan. But he says, you know, it's a song about how crazy the music industry is. And he said, you know, 1 year they repossess your truck, the next you make a couple million bucks.
Yes. And that was it for these guys. They were talking about how we didn't have enough food. They're all skinny, you know, stuff like that. And then 6 weeks later, they're huge. And then most of the book, like the middle, like two thirds of the book, is all Keith on heroin trying to write songs and mostly being successful in writing, you know, all the classics came when Keith was all messed up on heroin.
Well, they did really well for themselves. And that's a fascinating anecdote. I'll have to definitely check that out. George, is always my friend, a pleasure, and I appreciate it. And we will chat next week, all right?
Lots of fun. Talk to you. We'll know the Super Bowl champion next week.
We'll break it down, as they say. We'll break down the game next week. Who's your pick, by the way?
Eagles. One in a decided fashion.
I'm still stung by that beat.
That might be part of it.
All right, very good. Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.